Space Case 021 Bossa. Welcome. I'm your host, Phil. Bossa Grooves, Bossa Nova Grooves. They all fall under the umbrella of what we call in music school and in the professional world is Latin grooves, and it's the most common one. For me, they encapsulate the idea that bass players can survive on roots and fifths. It's not the only music that uses roots and fifths, but with bossas, it's totally on with roots and fifths. And if you've not played them, you've heard them. If you've not played bossas, you've heard bossas. I was on vacation recently and was walking around this small village when I heard a band playing in the distance. And soon I heard the strains of Girl from Ipanema, probably the most famous bossa around. I think in some ways that might have been the first one that made it over here to the United States. There's hundreds of them. Hundreds of bossa tunes. The Brazilians came up with it, and they play it better. I was told by that there's a natural feeling to it, and the Americans have sort of Americanized it, and we have our own ways of doing it. But as jazz musicians, as pop musicians, as church musicians, as rock musicians, at some point we have to play a bossa, and it's easy. If you can navigate the chord changes, it's easy. Okay, now, this uses just roots and fifths, but I'm going to give you in this first track, I'm just going to give you the basic groove on the root, you know, and it's just going to doom to doom doom to doom, and that should line up with the bass drum of your drummer. So here's number one, just the basic groove, and all these are on C. And you can almost hear that bass drum. Doom, do 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 doom. And you can survive just doing that. If you're on a gig and you're not real familiar with bossa groove, the changes, you can get through the changes, that will suffice. I have a bass player that does just that in one of my combos. And it's enough, and it'll get you in there. Just remember, just to keep that laid down like that. In the late 70s, oh, I'm saying probably early mid to late 70s, there was a groove that was called a Latin rock groove, and that was exactly it. You'd see it on some charts. I see it on charts that were written in the 70s, and it's just that groove without the fifths, and that's what they called it when they got over here. I'm trying to think of a tune like This Masquerade by George Benson uses a Latin rock groove. Okay, now number two is a little bit more typical. I'm going to play the root and the fifth above, and these are all in C. You know, so if someone was dropping a C minor chord or a C major chord, it's going to work because you've got that perfect fifth in there. So here's number two, still grooving in C, minor or major, but this time, same rhythm, but I'm do, da, da, do, do, da, da. So here's number two. This is more typical of what would be expected of a bass player in a jazz combo to play and start grooving on a bossa. That's your typical bossa groove right there. There's nothing more to it. Easy. I mean, one finger is on the root. The fourth or third finger, depending on electric or double bass, is the string next to it playing the fifth. There is nothing more to do. I can't think of how many students that come up to me and have come up to me in the past to say, is there anything we can do to make it more interesting? And I always answer the same way. I said, you mean ruin it? Because that's what it does. You've got to have that. That's the simplicity and complexity of Latin music. There's a certain groove that fits in with the various percussion instruments. We've made it a little bit more complicated over here in the States since this took over, but it's still that same groove of bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. It's almost hypnotic. Okay, now here's number three. Now this is the root, but I'm gonna use the low fifth. So that C that I'm playing on the A string, I'm going to go for the low fifth, the G on the E string. The same, it's just right above that note C. My bass professor, I talk about him often and think about him a lot. Lynn Seaton mentioned in that same class that this more approximates the use of the surdo, which is a drum in Brazilian music. It's got a high-low effect. And that ding, do-dung, bing, boom, bing, boom. This is more of the effect that is more of the authentic Brazilian type of Latin jazz or bosses that we want. So you might want to mix it up. So here's number three, root and low fifth. Bing, boom. There's a surdo. Boom, ding, boom. Boom, ding, boom. High, low. There you go. That's easy. Same thing. Don't complicate it. Don't do anything to make it more interesting. That's the role of the bass player as we play the grooves. Okay, here's number four. I'm going to sort of Americanize it, and I'm going to play roots and fifths in different octaves. I'm going to move the root around, and I'm going to go from the low root and then the high fifth and then play the high root and then move around, and you'll hear what's happening in there. This is what a lot of us do on gigs. This works because we're still keeping together that dunk, da-dunk, da-dunk, that hypnotic groove. So here's number four, sort of a mixture, a composite of roots and fifths in different octaves. There's that high root, back to the low. High root, low fifth. Nice and easy. Play around with that. That's what a lot of us are doing. You know, you can mix around. Okay, last one. Number five is in context. I'm going to use it over the changes of one of the more popular bosses, Blue Bossa, from Joe Henderson's record, Page One. So here it is through changes in C minor. Okay, number five. That's F minor. Now I'm going to go to D half diminished to G7 to C minor. And here's what I would call the bridge. E flat minor, A flat 7 to D flat. D flat major. Here's the turn back. G7. Back to the 5 chord to 1. To the 4 chord, F minor, 2, 5, 1. Change keys for the bridge. It's a 2, 5, 1 in D flat, A flat 7, D flat major. And here's the turn back. The G7, we're back in C minor. One more time, to the 4 chord in C minor, which is F minor, 2, 5, G7, C minor, easy form. Let's change keys, E flat minor, A flat 7, D flat. And I'm using all the things that I talked about in the first four tracks. Nice fat 5 chord. Ending on the tonic. And it's that simple. Check it out on some recordings. I think Blue Boss is one of the good ones to check out. See what they do on Girl from Ipanema. Check out contemporary recordings of this. There's this one, Quinterchi, by the J.J. Johnson Quintet. I mean, it's a live performance at, I believe at Blue Note? No, at the Vanguard. And Rufus Reed is playing bass on that. And he takes some real liberties with the bossa feel that's worth checking out. Anyway, check it out, and I'll talk to you soon.